Video, it only records.
No, it's an audio podcast. It's easier that way.
I didn't know that.
We've done video stuff before, experimented with it.
I bet video is more entertaining.
Well, I mean, really, if it's people talking about a podcast, you could put in clips of the video of the movie or whatever, but there's nothing that entertaining about watching people talk.
Yeah.
But if you just listen to them, then you can
talk. No. So,
okay.
You should
Yeah, well, next time we'll set Matt's cameras up. And we'll do a shot, reverse shot thing where we have, like, two people sitting at a table. We'll shoot the table for a few seconds, and then they'll walk in. It'll be like a table read, and they'll set their cups down. They'll have, like, small talk, and then they'll start. It'll be all scripted and everything. I've wanted to do one like that for years.
Silly. I'll do that.
Yeah, well, you have to come up with the right
one. One of your people that does it?
Yeah, sure. I won't even be in it. I'll direct it.
Awesome.
Okay, welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight we have Matt and Claire. Say hi.
Oh, we're rolling.
Yeah, we're
Hello.
Rolling.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
That's what's great
me.
About this thing is that you're not like
Thank
all
you.
Hooked up, so you don't really feel like you're talking.
Thank you for including me.
It's very
no problem.
Natural.
I love to have as many different kinds of people as I can have on. I like to have as many women as I can have on because there's very few women in these men podcasts about 80s movies and stuff. It's nice to get girls that want to talk about podcasts.
Bonnie wishes it to
about
be known
those things.
That she is present as well.
Yep.
So and that's two
is a female cat and a catty female. No, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't really
that
work.
That makes two of us. What?
Tonight from 1995, we're talking about Lori Petty's Tank Girl. She didn't direct it, but she kind of makes the movie, so it seems very ill-directed on some level.
She does make them.
Absolutely.
Thank you for pointing out right off the bat that it was ill-directed.
Well, I think it's just a hodgepodge.
Like, I feel like as the person behind the recorder, you shouldn't have any opinion about it. Just let us fight it out.
I will let you fight it out.
Okay, so, all right. Right off the bat.
Can I talk first?
I felt like her character, she being the protagonist, she didn't seem to be upset by anything. She didn't have anything at stake.
She's insane.
She's insane, and that's the downfall of the whole movie.
That's
there was nothing
the
at stake. There was like there was no drama at all that you care about. It was just a bunch of jerking off.
She cares when the girl, when her boyfriend is shot in front of her and the girl gets taken, she cares. You see it in her face.
Yeah, what happened
she
with that?
Cares.
Her boyfriend dies and she never speaks of it or, like, emotes anything about it ever again.
Okay, she's
except
probably bipolar
scene.
Or something. So, obviously, she was very upset about it. But since she's so crazy, and, hello, it's a post-apocalyptic world. People probably die left and right all the fucking time. So what is she supposed to do about it? Mourn for a year? She can't.
That would have been
she
exciting.
Has to survive.
I would have enjoyed a year.
Seeing her
mourning.
Mourn for a year? That's so boring.
Maybe it could have been a mourning montage.
No movie.
A mourntage.
There is no movie about a person who
they could
mourns
have called
for
it
a
mourntage.
Year.
It would have been a better title than Tank Girl. You know how many minutes of screen time she was in that tank? Like two.
What?
She didn't even
no.
get the tank
she
until
was,
like halfway
she was
through
on
the
tank. She was in the tank. She touched the tank sensually.
They call it Tank Girl.
It was
it's
all
like,
about
it
the
should
tank.
Have been a superhero
was,
movie or something.
She
with
built
that
the
title.
Tank
she
into a
gets
new
into
tank.
This tank as if it was like an origin story.
Oh
she gets into this tank, has no idea what she's doing, starts fucking around inside it.
Yeah,
all
but
crazy.
That's the beauty of it. She discovers that she's not very good with the tank, even though she loves it so much. So she takes it to this garage, and she turns it into something that she can mold and force to do things
it.
By punching and kicking
she
and...
Didn't, and whistling. She
and
didn't
whistling.
Do that.
Yeah.
And if they had figured that out, then it would have been
and
all over, but
her.
They didn't even address that. No, she
oh.
didn't. She didn't deck it out with all her, like, peewee lawn ornaments. Because she was in love with it, she did it so that they could, like, sneak into town or something without
she
the tank.
She
would
have done that anyways.
Like,
no, she would have done that anyways because she does that to herself every day and she did it to her house.
She does
she
it, like,
it
in the middle of a scene, like, three or four times.
What?
All of a sudden, she'll have a green eye.
Yeah!
All of a sudden, her hair goes from
from Who cares? Red to that black. Makes the movie fun. That just makes the movie new and exciting and fun and always keeping you guessing at what the hell is going on.
Let's not hire a continuity person and we'll make a movie and see what happens. Bunch of lawn ornaments. That's what the movie should have been called.
Have
lawn
ornaments.
Have
you ever been to Burning Man? Now that is what this movie is about.
Oh
basically.
My gosh.
I mean, fuck.
Burning Man. Bunch of crazies running around.
I want to go to there.
I actually did a podcast with a friend of mine, one of my old college roommates, and he had gone to there, and he described some of the events and festivities and whatnot. It sounds exactly like Tank Girl, yeah, pretty
yes,
much.
Yes, thank you. That's what it is. This movie is a movie for people who love Burning Man, which I do.
Have you seen the satellite image with the like series of like circles or whatever?
I've looked it up a number of times.
It looks like some of the art projects and stuff that the people make are pretty cool. I mean, it looks
they're
like
amazing.
It looks like to me, it looks like there's like 15% of it. 15% of it would be awesome, but you got to get rid of all the people, and then it would be fun. Like I'd have fun walking around and looking at the art, like as the sun was coming up, and then I want to get the hell out of there as soon as possible.
I'm going.
Okay.
I'm excited. I'm gonna go.
Okay.
You gotta come.
Isn't it like $300?
You gotta come. It'll be fun.
It costs.
Yeah, but you can apply for a scholarship sort of. You can apply.
If
for,
you
like,
bring
cheap
stuff
ticket.
To provide, and you gotta have all kinds of glow sticks and stuff because there's no.
I don't know if I want to pay like any
batteries.
To go hang out with a bunch of hippies.
I will pay. I will pay for you. I will pay. I will pay $300. So that I don't have to go for a week without my boyfriend.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
let's run
also,
a trailer
I just came
that
in
we
a
don't
lot of money,
share so. With anybody.
What?
Let's run a trailer and deck it out like Tank Girl did with her tank.
Mm-hmm.
And use
not
it.
Share with anybody?
And we can call
I'm okay with
the
that.
Movie that we make Trailer.
Oh, yeah, let's make a
girl.
Documentary.
Trailer Girl Boy. Because
you
be
should definitely document
no.
it if you go.
Just make it about me.
Okay. Trailer Girl.
Because you're not going to be any fun, because you're just going to be like...
I'll hold myself.
You're
bring
just
my going to
be walking
videos.
Around like, oh my god, look at that girl. Her eye is green, and the other one is blue, and it doesn't make any sense, and I hate her. And I'll be walking around in a tutu and leggings with a sparkly top, going, oh my god, it's so much fun!
I'll wrap a bunch
You'll
of
You'll be like, I have to tape
I'll
this,
be like
because I have to show
guy.
You later how stupid you're being.
I would have enjoyed seeing Tank Girl and her tank meet or
they
whatever
did meet.
Like within the first 10 minutes. Like, you know,
Tank took a
long,
little bit of time and Ice-T took a long
okay.
time for Ice-T to show up.
Yeah.
Those are definitely a couple of problems.
Ice-T is a bitch.
He was fun. Yeah.
I love what is his name? Boogie? Booger?
Yeah, Booger.
What?
The dumb
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Booger.
The dumb one.
He's so sweet, though.
The
he
crazy girl, the crazy girls,
gold.
And the dumb guys.
The crazy girl and the, like, mildly retarded guy.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's a perfect...
It's,
it was
it's
perfect
true
for
romance
me.
From the get-go.
It is true
I thought her
romance.
Calvin Klein model boyfriend from the beginning was a good match.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was dumb. I didn't like his stupid,
why did
like,
even...
legging cutout shirt.
Yeah, that was silly.
Weird.
Oh, man, I saw a guy walking around McKinley Bowl today.
Too much grease.
Driving to karate, I see this guy.
Oh, no.
And I saw him on the way out, too, an hour and a half later. He's wearing... He looked like a character from a Final Fantasy game.
Ooh.
One of the new ones Winner. Where everyone looks like a prototype Japanese model or something. He was wearing a duster trench
oh, no.
coat.
Oh
straight
no.
up black Wild West style
oh,
duster.
There's a guy in my school that wears a brown one like
oh.
every day. Every day. Every
oh,
day.
Man.
It doesn't have to be rainy or cold. It could be sunny. He wears it.
I mean, you go to Humboldt State.
With his computer and his glasses and his chubby
yeah.
chin. And I'm just like, why? All that and
you
add
gotta,
a
you,
duster?
You gotta find a little
oh
female in a brown duster that, and then they can go
oh my
have
god,
little brown duster
today.
Kids.
She came into my store. I swear to you. She had a unibrow and she didn't know how to converse.
It's a match made in heaven.
It is a match made in heaven. I should.
There's somebody for everybody.
I should have, yeah. Anyways, back to Tank Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait
so
a minute.
So good.
So
good.
This guy's
I want to be
a duster.
I just want to...
on the outside.
I want to be her.
Ooh, it flashed at me.
It looked like he had taken a red t-shirt and cut it into, like, a dual cape thing, and he was wearing it outside the duster.
Oh my god. That's really
good. But the second time I saw him, he had, like, modified his cape shirt thing.
Wait, you saw him twice?
Yeah.
How did you see him twice?
Yeah, I don't know. He was just wandering around.
Wait, I thought you were in McKinleyville.
Yeah, McKinleyville. Did I say Eureka? McKinleyville.
Yeah, you did. I don't know. We'll have to check it later.
Yeah. Check the tape later. It's pretty important.
I liked Naomi Watts' character.
Can I just say right now?
Yeah.
She's kind of cute in Mulholland Drive. She's really, really, really attractive in this movie. Like, that's pretty much the only reason that I made it through this movie. Because, like,
oh,
Naomi Watts looks really
cute. Especially
in the
end. So hot. Oh,
so,
my God. Yeah.
The dark hair works for her. I'm not usually big on blondes, but she looks good in this movie.
I don't remember what else she's been in.
Usually she has blonde hair. She's been in a zillion movies now. She's kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. She was in one with Clive Owen recently, like the Informant or something. Huh. Informer.
Was she in 21 Grams?
Yeah,
or
she might have been in some 21 thing with the one with Sean Penn.
And Benicio Del Toro.
I think so. I think she might have been. I don't know.
That was really good. But I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, I thought her character was... At least
did you guys not find
dynamic.
Tank Girl hot at all? Because I think
no,
she's
I've never found her attractive.
Absolutely
no?
not in
never.
Any way. It, at any point in the movie, with all her like zillion hairstyles.
Oh
and
my
whatever,
god! I know.
She's wearing.
I know.
First of all,
I think she's so hot.
She's toothpick thin.
I turn on my hair.
She looks like hot. With a minimal amount of work, she could be a lead zombie.
Oh,
her lipstick that she wore with like the it was like outlined.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She wore dark liner and red lipstick, and she shaved the top of her head but kept all the other stuff there so that she could do
it's
all
like
this crazy
Liberty mullet.
I don't even
Liberty
know
mullet.
What.
Yeah.
So, cool.
So gross.
So good.
Gross. She looked like a
so
mop
awesome.
That had like accidentally fell into a blender. So
oh
disgusting.
Man, though. Oh, but the way she dresses is so hot. She's always has things hanging off of her.
The big
and, like
soccer socks on her
and
elbows,
snaps, and all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, I like stuff like that.
Yeah, I love shit like that.
I especially appreciate when it's like practical, when it's functional, and not just a bunch of random crap.
No, see, but I don't like functional.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It was
the
hair
functional?
That was really gross.
Not really. Is this functional? No.
It's warm, and...
This is not warm. This has lace, and it shows off my cleavage.
Covers your
it's
nipples.
It's not functional.
That does serve,
that
does serve a purpose, just to a degree, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, like what I said, the soccer socks on her elbows.
Those don't serve a purpose.
Right. That's my point.
But you said you like it.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, it's...
Ah!
Yeah.
Caught in
well, no, he said he likes it when it serves a purpose.
Yeah, I mean, it's a...
yeah, but that didn't serve a purpose.
Anyway.
So, you
kind of
that,
kept
so
her elbows warm,
hypocrite.
Whatever.
I thought...
Didn't... She's in the desert. Ah.
Deserts get cold at night.
She didn't... She was inside.
Yeah, okay. I mean, one thing we can say, it's definitely a product of its time. The animation sequences, I think, are pretty cool.
They
make
awesome.
It different. It's Jamie Hewlett, who I think is part of Gorillaz. I'm pretty sure that it's the guy that does Gorillaz. So it was his comic.
That. Yeah, I can
it was based on this graphic novel, independent comic,
mm-hmm.
Tank Girl, and that's why they kept cutting back to that. That's why the opening credit sequence was that.
I love
way,
that.
You know? Yeah, it made
I
it unique.
I love how they did that.
Yeah.
I love how each montage that they did was in the comic style.
Yeah, and it sped things up to a degree too, which was necessary.
Yeah, definitely.
Because like Matt says, as much as it's got fun, absurd components. There's never enough drama infused into it for you to feel like there's a beginning, middle, and end coming. So you're kind of like, okay, so now they're doing this. Now they're doing this. Now
yeah,
it doesn't go up and down. It feels long.
It just
because
rides
of
this like everything
well,
throughout the whole movie.
No, the thing is,
it
isn't life like that though.
Well, yeah, sure, but it, I'd say
don't just brush it over.
It goes up and down, but it doesn't have an arc. That's the problem because
yeah.
It's like they do something big and major, and there's a fight, and then things calm down again. And then there's another fight, but it never seems like those fights are leading towards any real specific goal. And
what?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They
there's
do
like
come
an
around.
Epic fight in the end, and
yeah,
John Cole
Coltrane dies, okay? Or yeah, re-dies that's after being reanimated inside of a kangaroo, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
He dies. And they all shout, and it's sad for, like, half a second.
No, I mean,
and she fights the main bad guy. That's true. He's drowning her, like, pseudo-child person.
Yeah, and that some of that stuff is creative.
It's kind
of
epic.
That torture with the tube is pretty creepy.
It's pretty, I felt creepy, yeah.
That was the most unclimactic torture sequence / setup that I've ever seen. It was
you ever been tortured, Matt? Do you know? Were you ever shoved inside of a freezer box for a week and then suddenly put in a tube upside down that gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and you're wrapped inside of a tiny little
like a mail bag?
Smaller and smaller.
Yes, that's what
same
he said.
Diameter. I know what he said.
That's what he said. It got smaller
the whole
smaller.
Way.
Then
she's
gets stuck.
Going down.
When they brought
she
her out the bottom, it was
no,
the same.
No, she, no,
like
she
the
gets stuck. Shit, you don't even.
Stop
oh my God.
Hitting me.
I patted you. For the record,
that was a strike. You struck my pec.
Strike you, you ridiculous.
This girl didn't even get close. Okay, we just watched The Abyss.
You don't
know
anything
when the sub breaks down.
She's already crazy.
Fills up with water. That was awesome, and that was intense. That wasn't torture, but that was like
a
claustrophobic space filling up with water, and it was intense. And there was a lot of yelling. This little girl was like, "Help! Oh, I'm meek." And the water is filling up, like, it would have taken a week for that thing to fill up all
oh
the way.
Oh my God, that's not
break.
True.
Okay.
Give me a break. And even at the end, it wasn't like it was a close call. She still had a few days left to go.
No, that's not true, because it took only like 2 minutes.
Oh, that's shiny. Oh, there's a girl. That's neat. Let me pull the string up. She had like 8 inches of air
that's
left
not true.
To go.
It was right next to her. It was right next to the
with
corner
her lying
of her mouth.
Down. All she had to do was lift her head 3 inches, and her whole head is, like, completely out of the water.
Oh, really? So if you're lying...
It was like they didn't even go to any effort to make it, like, oh, that was a close call.
In a tube?
Not on the edge of my seat at all.
Listen to me. You're lying in a tube like this and spilling all the water? You think you can do this for, like, 20 minutes? I'd like to see you do this for 20 minutes and hold your head up like this for 20 minutes. I'd like, if my life depended on it. Just for the record, right now, I am lying down in an upside down position.
Supine.
What?
Supine.
Is that a word?
I think supine means lying on your back.
These podcasts are very educational.
Well, I'm not on my back. I'm off
well,
my...
Well, you're elevated, yeah.
Yes, I'm elevated.
Your legs are elevated.
My legs are elevated.
Which is a good thing to do.
No. Okay.
There were a few times during the movie where there were... It seemed like there were clear homages to Pee-wee, like in just the set design and the lawn ornament.
Sort of a little bit of Tim Burton stuff kind of going on there.
And that one...
I don't know if that's... I mean,
the one
scene
Ripper
with the,
was definitely dressed like Pee-wee, too. Do you remember? The one
no.
Ripper? Who he had...
Oh, yeah, right.
He had the gray slacks and suspenders and a little red bow tie. Remember?
Yeah. The scene where they're like, I say we kill her. No, I say we hang her, then we kill her.
Mm-hmm.
I say that we have him first. Where, okay, in Pee-wee it was hilarious, but this was like, what? Alright. Same old.
What?
Anyway, Pee-wee's character... Pee-wee's like this... He's this...
For me.
Young-minded, you know, whimsical weirdo who runs around. But, like, in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, for example, he has a very, very clearly defined goal. And he...
Yeah.
Lots of... fun arcs, and he has ups and downs, happy moments, sad moments. Tank Girl's just this fucking sociopath that feels nothing but fun and
shiny. She wants
to
win against the
man.
She's winning against the man. That's what she's doing. She's rebelling against the man. The man is water and power, and the man is also that freaking creepy guy with a robotic arm. And she's rebelling against all that. She's rebelling against normalcy. She's rebelling against... the whole societal thing where they have, like, the super, like, patriarchal freaking, like, machismo thing going on. They have the club where it's all women dancers in their little creepy suits. And it's all old men that are, like, creeping on them and whatever. It's, like, super patriarchal and whatever. She's rebelling against all that. And she's rebelling against the man and the water and power by having her own house with her own, like, they're stealing water out of the ground. Quote-unquote stealing water. And whatever, it's just a rebellious, sort of fun, punky, whatever.
little bit of nihilism.
Did you ever see SLC Punk?
That's a good point.
You ever see SLC Punk?
That was a good movie.
Does that have a point?
Matthew Lillard is an amazing actor.
Yeah. Does it have a point? Is there one major rise?
It was a man coming to terms with, like, the death and mediocrity of
his... Okay. Yeah, well, but is there, like, a major... Where is the climax? 2 minutes before the end of the movie? Is that it? When his friend dies? And then he's sad for a minute, and then the movie ends?
Spoiler alert on SLC Punk. His friend dies.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
That's fine. It's like a 20-year-old movie. I'm sure
I love that movie. But,
Yeah, me too. Side note.
Oh, good. Something we can agree on.
Can we just... Okay. We are in agreement that Tank Girl is a stupid piece of crap.
What?
But wait a minute.
No. Not a stupid piece of crap. How dare you? You are...
You make good points.
I'm leaving. Not right now, because I'm comfortable.
And it's
but
cold.
Later. I'm not sticking around.
Okay.
You are being a punk.
But isn't that the point?
Oh, shiny. Oh, I'm gonna do my hair. Shut up. That's me.
There's that peck again.
I'll smack your peck if you're being an ass.
I had not been able to watch this movie in the past, I think because it was like on TV or something, and it's the kind of movie where it would just drop. My attention would go somewhere else at the commercial break or something. But I'd always wanted to just to make a point to sit down and just plow through it and see it, to have seen it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did. I think that it's a movie that has a place and a time, and it was, you know, made in the 90s when there's a lot of practical effects and stuff that they built, and just the idea, I think from the standpoint of, like, somebody that makes movies, the idea of a bunch of people getting together and putting this much time and energy into something this absurd and having that much, I guess, passion for doing that is
That's
kind of
fun.
Cool. It's cool.
It's just
it's
fun.
It seems like the sort of thing where I can look at the people making it and think, well, they probably had a great time making this movie, and so that seems pretty cool. You're right, it definitely has some flaws in terms of its narrative structure and its characters' goals and wants, but you also are right that that's kind of also the point, is that she's sort of this nihilist feminine hero going up against the old crotchety guys that are using women and all those sorts of things. And then it throws in a musical number, and it clearly doesn't take itself seriously at all.
It's insane. I guess it's just, you know, different people have their different personalities, and your personality, I guess, is a little more conformist than mine. Wait a minute. I'm talking. When I first saw that movie, I was going through a phase in my life where I was, like, trying really hard to be badass and punk and, you know, wear all the black and the colors and the hair and the spikes and the things. And I was, you know, I really wanted to be that. And so when I saw this movie, I was like, oh, my God. She just rang true to me. And I was like, she's so badass. She doesn't give a flying rat about anything except having the best time out of life that she possibly can with as many colors that she can put on herself and as many, you know, rips and tears and ties and buckles and whatever the hell. She doesn't care. It's so awesome. And I was like, I want to be that. I want so badly to be that girl that shaves her head and wears combat boots every day and bright red lipstick with liner and dates a kangaroo man.
Whatever.
I just thought it was so good. She lives in the desert and she rides a yak and it's so cool. Everything about it, I just loved it from the get-go many years ago. And so I guess it just stayed
with you, yeah. No, and that's a perfectly valid point too, is that it is a female protagonist film, and so
it's
a man isn't necessarily going to identify with the Lord Petty character.
It's a female badass movie, like,
you know?
Just, you know, which is the same reason. It's one of the same reasons that I love Sin City. You know, parts of it obviously are creepy and terrifying, but the whole thing with the, like, Hooker City, whatever that is, and the girls, like, run the
They
run the show, and they're, you know, yeah, they look like incredibly delicious sex kittens with all their, you know, leather and strings and metal and whatever, but they're fucking badass. Inside of their bikini bottom, they have a giant gun that they pull out.
And they take care of their own.
Fuck off. And they take care of their own. And it's so badass. It's like that whole, like, independent fuck you attitude that is like, I don't know, I just love that so much. I want to be that. And it just, I love it. So this movie for me is like this whole, like, this, like, rainbow...
At the end of the world, at the end of the world, it's kind of okay to just do what you can, have as much fun as you can, despite the situation.
Yeah, because fuck it, you're probably going to get shot anyways for no apparent reason, so...
Or die of dehydration.
Or die of dehydration, yeah, or whatever, so...
It's not like the world's going to recover.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It's not like the world's going to recover. She's just doing what she can to have a smile on her face every day, as opposed to walking around... depressed,
like, because your boyfriend died, like, you know, like
I mean, society teaches women, but right? At the same time, it's like, well, what is she gonna do? She might not live for another 2 months, so is she really gonna let that sink her down into a horrible depression, or is she just gonna be like,
keep
yeah, that
on.
Sucks, but I'm alive and I need to be grateful for that, and I need to just keep on, yeah, exactly, keep on keeping on.
I think that
I don't know. I think I'm just rambling at this point. But
It could be a good... There could be an interesting sequel in this, in there, maybe, somewhere. Like, more with the tank. More with, like, the rest of the world.
I will star
in that. They do hint at certain things about the society that makes it difficult for you to fully understand. Because they do talk... I mean, there's this... Like you said, only in that scene at the spa brothel or whatever it is, where you see that there's this...
The bra.
There's a whole upper class that somehow is existing because they have the water and the power. It's not just this one guy.
Yeah.
And so there's more going on there. I mean, there's other environments.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
it would be interesting to see a sequel. Yeah.
So they could bring something out there. I mean, I don't know though. It's definitely a unique movie. It's not really comparable to too many other things. I have to give it at least. I'll probably give it 2 out of 5 for all of the things that it brings to the table. I never need to see it again.
Yeah.
But it's a perfect. I mean, like, the way we watched it, I think, was the perfect way to watch it. With a couple of friends who, like, have a good enough attitude about having a fun time to sit and watch it and have a good time watching it. It's got a great soundtrack, too. I haven't listened to Bjork in years, and I have a bunch of Bjork, and I'm going to go home and listen to it now, because I love Bjork.
Yeah.
And it's got 2 Bjork songs. It's got a Devo song that starts that once that song gets stuck in my head, then I have that song stuck in my head forever.
Yeah.
That Girl You Want song, it's good. A good soundtrack.
Yeah. Definitely. I think it's the kind of movie where it's like, okay, and I'm just going to come out and say this, and I'm probably going to sound like a total beat and get me like, whatever. But I hate it when people take a movie like this and, like, analyze it like, well, I think that it wasn't written correctly for this sort of time period, and the way that they portrayed this character, and it was completely randomly put together and spliced and blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh my god, get your head out of your fucking ass and just enjoy the movie, because it's not intended to be some intelligent, like...
Yeah, you're not comparing...
You're not sitting in a library reading this documented, like, super fantastic, literal...
Yeah, it has desert scenes, but it's not Lawrence of Arabia.
Manuscript of, you know, whatever the fuck, it's... They didn't intend it to be an intelligent thing analyzed by filmmakers like you guys. They intended it to be something that's, like, fun and batshit insane and fun and crazy and weird and psychotic and fun.
Yeah. Okay, but, all right, rebuttal? Can we agree that they intended it to be about...
Keyword in rebuttal is but. With 2 T's, as in you are.
And you can't spell butt without B, which is what you're being.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right, I'll can it. Go ahead.
Just kidding.
Go ahead, no, that's fine.
I really liked the tank. I liked the tank before and after the lawn ornament transition. And the jet, too. The jet was really cool, and the jet effects were really cool. And I wanted to see that happen sooner. For it to get the name Tank Girl, it's not really Tank Girl. It's weird.
Well, it's getting that from the comic, probably. And you're right; it does have sort of an origin story element. That's why it kind of is slow to get to the action, and it seems kind of unnecessary at the beginning there. And I would agree with you. There's a few things that could be changed. No, but I perfectly understand what you're saying. You're right. something that certain critics, they don't do it as much as they used to. You know, Siskel and Ebert used to, like, look at the Ninja Turtles movie and analyze it based on good movies and not be like, well, this is a movie that's for kids. And then really, if you do look at it in all those senses, you can still find perfectly good reasons for why it, as terms of structure and everything else, still works as fine as a movie. You know, it's dumb because it's about mutated turtles, but
of course,
it still works
stupid,
as a movie. Yeah, exactly.
But it's fun to
exactly,
watch.
Exactly,
exactly.
And the same sort of rules apply here. So, you, I mean, you're obviously not going to compare this to the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The thing about the podcast.
I just realized
if it, when you no, that's fine. When you put it on iTunes, it either is nothing or it's explicit. There's so it's like basically you're either rated R or rated G, and so it's so dumb. I would have preferred that's it to be funny. Sort of a PG-13, like, you know, yeah, drop an F-bomb if you really need to, but be cavalier about it at this point because it's going to be explicit anyway, with a red explicit, like, makes it look like little kids should stay away.
Oh my gosh,
because
so
we're
funny.
Talking about simulated sex scenes or something, which we're not. There weren't
well,
any.
I think we
or...
should now. I mean, we've already gone so far as to say
there weren't any of those in this
times.
Movie. At least they stayed away from that in this
wanted
movie.
To see that brothel scene expand greatly.
Yeah.
We did get to see some cartoon tits at the very beginning, which was
yeah, a little of that, and then that painting at
short.
The end.
Yeah, the painting
in the bowling alley.
In the bowling
I mean, they
alley.
Had some cool sets, Matt. You got to at least give them that. And it was competently made. Like I didn't have a problem with the way the cinematography didn't bother me too much. They didn't, it was well directed and put together
yeah,
in that
fine.
Sense. Lori Petty was consistent as being this, I wouldn't even call her bipolar, but just this like very nihilistic end of the universe, end
yeah.
of the world, mm-hmm. post-apocalyptic chick that's just bouncing around. So she holds that character consistently.
Yes.
Yes. It almost would have been a worse movie if they had tried to force some drama in there and it hadn't worked. I mean, but you're right. There is sort of a sense of like nothing matters to her, and so why does anything matter to us? But it is what it is.
Can we take 4 seconds to talk about the one part where it turned into a musical all of a sudden?
Oh, I love that part.
Oh my god, that's one of my favorite freaking fucking parts of the whole damn thing.
Where they're dancing?
So fucking
where they're
cool.
dancing
yeah.
to Cole Porter
where
of all things.
She
yeah.
makes the madam of the brothel start singing the Cole Porter 1928
or something like that.
Or 1928. Yeah, anyways, let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Yeah.
And they all start... And it's like every. It's so awesome that everybody
oh,
just
I,
knows
I
the song.
I went to the bathroom during that.
Both of the men
oh
left
gosh,
at that point, except
oh,
for me.
I can't believe you left during that part. It's so awesome. She points a gun at the lady and she's like, unless you want to lose this adorable haircut of yours, which is really atrocious, actually.
Yeah.
She snips it and she says, unless you want to lose this, you are going to sing for us. And she's like, what are you talking about? Da-da-da. Snip. Okay, fine. What do you want me to sing? And she's like, Cole Porter, 1928. Start singing, or whatever. And she's like, I hate that song. And she
let's
snips
it,
again.
Yeah.
And she's like, sing it! So she starts singing, and then...
all the ladies come out.
Naomi Watts is like, everybody! She points her gun in the, like, sea of robed old men, and they're, like, they start to sing it, and they're swaying, and all these, like, titty-exposed, silver-entwined women start swaying, and then the girls on the stage start actually doing this, like, choreographed number, and they're singing, let's do it, let's find love, and they're all, like, doing the thing, and they're flipping around, and then she gets up on the stage, and she's doing the whole thing with them, and they start doing the can-can, and it's all, like, super epic, and it's so awesome, because it's, like, really? This is like 2033, there has been a meteor striking the Earth, there's hardly any water left, and still everybody knows.
Well, the
this
irony is that
song.
It was a comet that struck the Earth, and comets are mostly water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
Go figure.
That's... Oh,
but no,
you
the reason why that
but yeah, I just love that scene, because
it's
so random. It's like...
It also offers you a different, like they had to build different sets and different costumes and all that
yeah.
stuff to do that.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of energy and time was put into that and to orchestrate all that, choreograph
yeah.
it. But they instead of choosing some hip 90s song, which a lot of the soundtrack is hip 90s stuff, but I liked
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It was good.
It was
yeah,
good 90s stuff, yeah. They were a little grungy early on and it didn't feel right for the movie, but then they kind of got past that. But they choose, like you said, they choose a song from 1928. Yeah. And it's like they're not pandering to whatever bizarre audience they think they are. Maybe they are, but this movie must have had such a finite audience to take... That it's definitely a product of its time. In the 90s...
It's rockabilly, I think. This movie is completely rockabilly.
Well, it's an indie comic, based on an indie comic, so the people that would know of it are very, very small. It's a very small group of people that probably knew of Tank Girl or read the Tank Girl comic. So,
but yeah, small.
I mean, in terms of like making a movie that you release at theaters, that you like have want to play in Akron, Ohio, and also in Florida.
It was probably... I'm thinking it was probably a... You know, it came out being a cult classic.
You know I mean? I don't think they made a bazillion dollars or anything.
Well, yeah, they expected it would be a cult classic immediately, that it wouldn't be like...
But it looked like it cost money to make it, though. You know what I mean? Like that musical number and everything was expensive. But so it's kind of like that. That's cool that there was a period when they could get away with making movies like this. You know, some of them work better than others. And that's sort of like, I guess, the long and the short of it. I give it 2 out of 5. You give it 5 out of 5.
Obviously.
You love it to death.
I have nothing bad to say about this movie.
Okay. So that's where we stand, I guess, is that we all have sort of good rational reasons and irrational reasons.
If I had starred in that movie and then I came and sat here in this podcast and listening to you guys, I still would not regret having tried.
That's awesome.